There are more than 8,000 first-time voters in Alaska heading into the November general election. That's nearly 2% of all registered voters in the state. Young voters played a large part in the 2008 presidential election when more than 8,000 out of 12,400 registered voters age 18 to 19 cast a ballot in Alaska, a 65% turnout. KTOO News intern McLean Cannon talked to seven Juneau Douglas High School seniors about their decision to take part in the upcoming election.
It's my duty to vote. I owe it to all the other freedoms I enjoy, I guess you could say.
Eric Strami, a first-time voter, is unsure of whether he registered to vote on time, but that hasn't kept him from taking an interest in the November election.
I deserve to have the privilege and the burden to vote, that I should go and take that time out of my day, but I also get a say in how my country is run.
Sammy Alex, who will be taking part in the election process for the first time, says it's important to her that her voice is heard, even though she doesn't come from an especially politically involved family.
My mom doesn't vote, so I wanted a say for my household.
Max Smith, who turned 18 in late August, says voting is a great opportunity and he's looking forward to the election.
I feel like I have a right to vote, and since I have the right, why not use it?
Micah Jones has already voted in this month's local election and the August primary. His dad convinced him to become involved with what he called the American democracy.
I wanted to become more involved with my community so I could take part in making decisions about how I think things should be run.
Caitlin Carlisle registered to vote on her 18th birthday and says that not voting goes against what America is based on.
If nobody voted, how would we know what the public wants? And if you don't vote for who you want to represent you, then there's no real point in it.
Peter Jorgensen, another first-time voter, says he registered a week or two before his 18th birthday in early October.
It's important to have a say if you have a chance.
Most of the first-time voters said they registered as nonpartisan and were still unsure of their political leanings.
I'm really not sure who I'm going to vote for. I'm not really into politics.
I didn't want to make a choice right there and then. I'll let things pan out so I'm not forced to go one way or the other.
I would rather form my own opinion instead of being swayed by other people's.
Evan Norman, who turned 18 at the beginning of the summer but is yet to register, says he needs more time to study the issues before pledging his allegiance to one party.
Just turning 18 and being introduced to politics and actually having to make a big decision, I think it might be a couple of years until I get more formally educated about my choices.
Though some did say they saw value in registering with a party, Jorgensen and Strami registered as Democrats.
Joining in with a group makes me feel a little more secure about the vote, even if I don't always follow what the party believes in or necessarily agree with them. Strength in numbers, I guess.
I feel like my political leanings are more aligned with a liberal than a conservative viewpoint.
Most of the students admit to being excited and nervous about their first opportunity to vote.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be interesting to see what's happening. Kind of a interesting setup this year.
It's kind of like part of who wins is hinged on my vote.
It'll be cool just to know that you have a part in it. Instead of elementary school, you go and do your little check thing that never meant anything. But now it actually means something.
JDHS government teacher Gary Lanehart says he absolutely encourages his students to take part in the election. He says that the number one objective of his government class is that the students leave wanting to participate.
You can laugh at that and say, well, that's a pretty simple objective. Well, not really. You look across the country and you see the percentages, that's a problem.
Lanehart says that an 18-year-old is as capable as anyone of getting prepared to vote, and he feels most of them take it seriously.
I was standing in the line the other day with my son getting ready to vote, and the couple behind us, the wife turned to the husband and said, so how are you voting on Prop 1? And he looked at her and said, what's Prop 1? So I don't think that problem is confined to 18-year-olds.
In Juneau, I'm McLean Cannon.